Simply Done, the podcast network.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? You ready to do the podcast today?
Well, I
was going to ask you a question.
What were you going to ask me?
And this is for the viewers out there.
We're not watching. Even started the show. Nobody's watching because this is a podcast. It'll last audio.
How many musical references am I going to make in this podcast?
Give me an over or under.
I don't know.
If I could save time in a bottle.
You can. It's like
the first
dry
thing
herb.
That I'd like to do. Okay.
Right. I'm not saying we're just going to sing stuff. They got to come off of something.
Well, give me an over and under then.
Over the rainbow and under the cherry moon.
Okay. So what were you saying, Mo?
I'm not going to fall for Perry stuff again. He plays mind games with you. He's wearing a fake fanny pack again. Handsome!
The assembly. Today's the start of the assembly.
So should we start with the Pledge of Allegiance or something?
Yes. Jehovah's Witness Convention at the Long Beach Arena. Assembly, okay?
I thought that was a monster truck rally down there.
There's no monster truck rallies going on over there.
I thought it was at the Long
Beach
Arena.
I have an announcement.
That was just based on...
Let us start the show. Can we at least start the show?
Start the show and I have an announcement.
You come in here like you're on fire.
Yeah, because I have an announcement.
And every week you come in here and you demand to say your name.
You look good.
Thank you.
You look real good.
Thank you.
How old is that shirt?
This shirt's a couple weeks.
Where'd you get it, Ross?
No, I bought it at the men's suit shop in Northridge.
Whoa! All the cool people go there.
Have you been shopping a lot at the men's suit shop in Northridge?
No. I only shopped there twice.
What did you get there?
New clothes.
For what?
So I can look nice.
Why?
Probably the system meeting that you're going to be going to on July 23rd.
Oh.
Well.
That's one.
Oh, I didn't... arrange this.
No, of course.
Oh, no thanks
yes.
to me.
Yes, thank you. Of course, thank
yeah,
you.
You've been begging again.
But I need to bring up my autobiography that I'm
okay,
writing.
Okay, don't. Let's wait until the start of the show.
This is the song we should use to start the show from now on.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Don, the podcast network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California, it's the Big Three Podcast. Hey, everybody, it's your old pal Don Barris.
I'm Maul.
And I'm the Scare Master, Scary Perry.
Together
with
we
an announcement to make.
Shut up! Together we are the
Big Three! 2.5!
No, Perry, you can't.
3.5!
Yes.
I have an announcement to make.
Boy, this Javajo
Jamboree. I have an announcement to make.
Hold on. This Javajo Jamboree
the
must have gotten you crazy.
Jehovah's Witness
What's the announcement
assembly?
That you wanted to do?
Perry, if you got to make an announcement, just make the announcement.
The announcement
no
is
one's
I'm
getting in your way. No one's getting in your
my
way.
My autobiography.
Mole, can I say?
My autobiography
hold on.
Is being
Perry. Let him say what he's got to say, and then we can get on to whatever you... Do not interrupt him on this. That's all I ask,
yeah,
please.
Thank you, Perry. Don't interrupt me, okay?
Okay, go ahead. What's the announcement?
I am writing an autobiography on my life.
It's about time.
I know, huh?
Tell us about it.
Anybody that knows me, that has been in my life through the past 50 years of my life, from, my God.
From your God.
I'm on my way over here, and I'm thinking of my old housekeeper when I was a baby back in Park Ridge, Illinois.
Wait a second. You know what this seems like a little bit? You know, a little bit.
Go ahead.
Seems like 60 seconds with Perry. Go!
Scary Perry Skateboards at www.
No, sell your autobiography, Scare Master. Sell the autobiography in this one.
Oh.
You're writing this.
Oh.
You can sell the autobiography with the skateboard. One comes with the other one.
What's the name of the book, by the way?
I don't have a name of the book yet.
Let's think of some names.
Okay, let's think of some names.
First off, let me bring up the announcement that I've brought up.
How about that?
Shut up! You're not allowed to talk yet. Okay, please. Let me bring up.
How about Breakable?
Breakable.
Yeah, because of your break dance.
Right. No. Because of his broken neck.
Thank you.
And his break dancing.
And my break dancing.
And his lack of spirit and fortitude.
Does he have a lack of spirit?
My autobiography is going to start off with my years of being a pedal motocross rider, trying to be...
Stop! And that was 60 Seconds with Perry.
Oh, God. I'm still talking about my autobiography.
Okay, tell us a little something about it. We can go on with this.
It's gonna go from my childhood as a wannabe Evel Knievel pedal motocross bicycle, you know, guy that's doing wheelies in his neighborhood, to a guy moving to California and getting into pedal motocross with my distant cousins, Joe Ernesto, Mike Ernesto, and Anthony Ernesto. And then going into martial arts with those guys.
What? You're in martial arts?
A little bit.
How far did you get? Scare master.
I've seen that, though. I've seen you have some moves. Like, you have that kind of...
I've never seen this guy do anything athletic. That was years ago. He's as athletic as any person I've ever seen in my life. He's got cat-like reflexes. No, he doesn't.
Scare master,
no, he's not. As weak as any person I know.
I don't have it anymore.
It's still in you, though.
No, it never was there.
No, I disagree.
I disagree with you.
Scare master is very quick and agile.
I am the opposite of
Scare Master.
Because of my neck surgeries.
True or false, Scare Master. You were very strong.
I was.
What do you say?
I was extremely strong.
But thank you.
Then thank you for...
Very handsome.
He is very handsome.
I am a good-looking guy.
Okay, but...
You were the king of Palm Springs for a while. You saunter up and down.
Okay, hold everything.
What?
Hold everything. You know what? We're talking about his cat-like reflexes. Go! See, right in his face. He didn't even stop that. Did that hit you right in the face?
My crat-like reflexes?
Oh, you motherfucker. Crat. I'll get even with you for that one, you son of a bitch.
I'm sorry.
Well, you are in a playful mood today, aren't you? Let me ask you this. You know what? We seldom share good things about your Jehovah religion, but there's
Jehovah's Witnesses.
I'll tell you what.
Stop.
The one thing I like about that religion is they dress you up real nice.
You sure do.
You get dressed up really nice for Scare Master.
I don't know if you know this. I don't know if you know that there's a big Javajo Jamboree this weekend.
Go to www.jw.org, and you'll see the track on the website.
Is it like a lot of comics? Is it like Funny or Die type videos, or what is that?
There's no video. Well, the
see, there is.
Let me ask you sometimes something. What are the odds that that the Javajo and the whole Jamboree
Jehovah's Witnesses?
Okay,
is not a Jamboree.
Okay. What is the odds that whole religion is really working, backdooring some money out of the out of the suit warehouse in Northridge to get their people to go there to buy nice shirts and stuff to go to the Jamboree?
That's an excellent idea.
I mean,
wealthy people in the Javajos?
Some of them, Michael Jackson's...
he's dead.
Did he shop at Northridge at the suit warehouse?
Oh, my God. You know, I don't even
know... custom stuff. Most of that stuff you can't get off the rack.
Yeah, though. Did he buy the glove there? That'd be interesting.
Or the Victory Tour jacket.
Oh, that'd be cool as hell if they still had those there.
Oh, my God. You think they'd have them on sale?
Should we go there?
I normally shop at the Hollywood suit for suits, so...
The suit for suits?
Hollywood suits.
What is that? The suit for suits. I've never heard of that before.
He just made it up.
Okay, you were talking about this autobiography, or is it? What is
the
it?
The autobiography. It's.
What are some of the highlights of this thing?
About my life as a comedian.
Okay, that's...
My life as a skateboarder. As a small snowboarding didn't last
skateboarder,
much.
Snowboarder.
Skateboarding, snowboarding. Snow skiing,
actor, comedian.
I have a question. Will the Randy Callahan chapter be in there? No, will you mention that?
That won't even be brought up in the book.
Then let's not talk about it here today.
It won't even be brought up in
it's
the book.
It's going to be tough to talk about your years in comedy when so much of your act was kind of revolved around that.
That won't even be brought up in the book because...
But you make an excellent
you
point.
You gay guys want that brought up in the book.
We're gay?
I don't think you should bring it up in the book. I don't think we should bring it up right now.
It won't even be
I don't know why you
again.
Always have to brag about it.
He's the one that's bringing it up.
Not really. I said we're not talking about it the rest of the show, and you continued on with it. So if there was somebody bragging, it wasn't me. It was you.
There you go, Scare Master. Give him $5.
Why does he owe me $5?
I don't know.
I think it was the whole thing. He had to get $5 every time he bragged about it. Remember that from the Ace Days?
Oh, I do remember that. He hasn't paid it off in a long time.
Scare Master, what else happens in your autobiography?
You belched right there, right?
Excuse me.
No, you're trying to promote something.
Will you talk about your brother Brian Labrante, your mom's favorite?
I'll be talking about
how your mom
gave
him
all the money. The prostitution ring in the San Fernando Valley.
What's that?
The prostitution ring in Orange County back in the 80s.
Oh, when you liked all those hookers?
Yeah, when I used to be a driver and shit.
Oh, you
used to drive hookers?
Yeah.
You drove hookers?
Sure.
Is that what you told the cops when you get caught driving around with them? I'm the driver.
Did you ever get any of that?
A couple times.
Really?
What was that like? What was that life like?
It was nuts.
Was it crazy?
That'd be wild.
It was nuts.
Hey, I do want to show something real quick. Somebody gave you a present. And they're not doing a $10 shout out, but some friends of ours, people that have promoted this show more than any other podcast out there. You remember from Playboy Radio, The Naughty Show?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they gave me this to give to you. So you want to thank Sam, you want to thank Gareth, you want to thank Vicky.
What are those, cookies?
I don't know. They look good. I haven't opened it.
Scaremaster, should crack those cookies.
If they're cookies, I'd like one. Now, this is from the people over at the Naughty Show. They gave this to you.
Oh, it's a dead bird.
A dead bird. What is it? Is it candy?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Why don't you don't need to.
Oh, maybe it's one of those misplaced anthrax vials.
What is it? Open it.
It's a penis.
It's a penis.
I think somebody sent a message.
They cut off a penis and they sent that to you?
That seems excessive. That really is the Naughty Show.
Take it out so we can see it.
No, try to take it out without.
Oh, it's a chocolate penis. Oh, I get it. You know what you should do just for gags?
Naughty Show.
Does it say the Naughty Show?
Naughty Show.
Oh, it does say
they probably want to picture you eating it. Take a picture of you eating it.
Here, let me see that. Let's take it out of the wrapper. Here, take at least one picture here.
Okay. I won't take a picture with that thing. That's upside down. Turn it over. There you go.
Oh, you know what would be a good idea?
That's
Perry,
not for
you. You should put it in your mouth.
No,
in your mouth.
No.
It's a joke.
No.
Why not?
No.
It'd be good.
Absolutely not.
It'd be a good chapter for the autobiography.
No.
Let me explain something. It's a gift.
I'm not gay.
All right. Nobody said you're gay. It's a fucking joke, for God's sake.
It's a joke, and it's a... Oh, guy's gay.
It's not a gun. Put the penis down. Here's what you do. As a joke, nobody's going to think you're gay. And if you say, hey, I'm not doing this because I'm gay, I'm doing this as a joke.
Because I love chocolate.
Yeah.
The Naughty Show did send it over to you.
They did. And the Naughty Show is a very powerful show. They can promote your book. No, don't.
It is chocolate. It is.
The other side. Don't eat the balls. Is that how you normally do it? With the balls first?
No. Yeah, cup the.
Like this, and then feed yourself.
No, open your mouth. Put it in there. Put it in. Now put it in.
Take a bite of it, dude. Find out if it's good.
Just Perry.
Put your tongue out.
I'm asking you, please. Please, just put it in there. Take a bite.
I bet it's good.
Is it good?
It's good chocolate.
Have another bite then. It is good chocolate. Well, that was nice of them. People over at the Naughty Show. Sam.
Yeah.
Garrett.
Guys at Naughty
Show. And of
Show
course, was, Vicky.
Yeah. That's actually a real good tasting chocolate.
We'll eat it the rest of the show.
Yeah, chow that chocolate.
Hey, I do want to ask something because I know that there was a little confusion in this, and I just want to make sure that we
understand. I'll tell you. When a man and a woman love each other very much, they have a special hug. And then...
No, I don't think you're talking about the same thing as me.
Oh.
Because somebody got in touch with me. They were saying that you were going to have the pool party on the 17th, which is a Sunday.
What pool party?
I'm just saying that's what was said to me.
Whoever said that is
okay,
full of shit.
Then there you go.
There is no pool party at my house.
I'm glad you cleared that
There's
up.
There's no get-togethers at
okay,
my house.
Okay, then that's all you have to say.
Ever again.
Then I was just making sure. Take another. You're
it's
really
good.
Loving.
Listen, but you know what? Scaremaster shows that he's a professional. Someone sends him a nice
I'm eating chocolate. I don't give a fuck what it's shaped as.
Exactly. The fact that arouses him when he does it has nothing to do with it.
Nothing at all.
It arouses you. It doesn't arouse
it's a
me.
It's a bonus.
It's a fucking piece of chocolate. That's all I say.
Exactly.
Well, you know what we should do? We should do something where the audience at home, while you're continuing to munch on that chocolate penis, we should turn over this to where you, the listener at home, can be part of the fun here on the Big Three Podcast. It's time once again for a little thing called the $10 shout out.
$10 shout out.
Now, if you've never heard the $10 shout out before, this is where you, the listener at home, can join the fun here. And here's how you do it. You send $10 to us. You send it to $10 shout out,
Whoa, you're having a hard time with that. Really, we went right for the thing. Balls. You went for the balls. Are the balls any different tasting than
tell
the...
Scaremaster's going to get this thing done.
It's chocolate.
He doesn't even need a chocolate penis extension. He's going to get this thing done.
It's chocolate, and I'm finishing the motherfucker.
Yeah, you are.
I don't blame you.
Can you get me another water, please?
Oh, this is the one... You got water in there. You've got enough.
You still have some, Perry. I will in a minute.
Thank you.
So this is where you get to join to be part of the fun. No, you can't have a chocolate penis.
You know
penis why
I'm
eating that?
You sure you don't
want to
do
people.
Guy talk, chocolate penis talk?
You want to do a little guy talk? Well, it's time once again for a little thing we like to call guy talk.
Oh, yeah. It's guy talk. Gonna talk about the ladies. Guy talk.
What do you want me to talk about?
Talk about that chocolate penis that you're eating.
You just keep putting it in.
What's it taste like?
Chocolate.
I asked you before, but are the testicles any different tasting than the regular penis part of it?
It tastes like chocolate.
The whole thing, so it all tastes the same.
It's all the same.
What about the white frosting stuff all over it?
There's no taste in them.
Taste that separately from the chocolate.
No.
Lick it. Maybe lick it just to see if you can get a taste. You're going to break your teeth on that thing.
So, Scaremaster, what's been happening with the ladies?
Are you in with anybody now?
No.
At this Javajo Jamboree, there has to be a lot of hot fucking Javajos there.
There's a lot of pretty witnesses, but...
pretty witnesses.
But
pretty
I'm not seeking any sisters yet. I want to get baptized first.
Do you think that'll happen?
Think? Of course it'll happen.
Do you think that the Javajo ladies, the sweet princesses, the pretty princesses, what are they called? The witness princesses?
The sisters.
Sisters of witness princesses. You think they like dudes who shave their whole bodies? Or is that verboten because you want the hair because, for obvious reasons, the hair is to be worshipped?
Pretty witness coming.
What do you... I don't know what the fuck
it
you're
is
talking
kind
about.
Of a tough question. Just
pretty straightforward, if you ask me.
Do the lady witnesses want you groomed or ungroomed?
Well, all witnesses are very...
You're talking to the mic. We can't hear you. All witnesses are what?
They're very healthy.
You're beating.
Very healthy.
Stop fucking putting that in my face.
Oh, you got. Oh, no, stop yelling at fucking Mary Jane, you fuck. First of all, why are you brushing fucking crumbs all over the studio? Stop brushing crumbs, you fucking animal.
He doesn't want to get chocolate penis all over his warehouse Northridge shirt.
I don't want my clothes filthy.
Well, they are filthy.
Oh, yeah. It's guy talk. Ooh.
All right, well, anyway, let's do some of these $10 shout-outs. As I said, this is where you get a chance to read some things or write some things, if they're a paragraph or shorter, and we talk about it on the air. Mole, you want to get us started today?
I sure do.
There you go, pals.
Dear Big Three, my name is Victor Brandle, and I'm from John Waynesville, New Mexico. When Perry did everything he could to destroy and end the Big Three, my brother Terry and I started our own podcast called the Karaoke Brothers Podcast. You see, Terry and I are trying to become the world's first professional karaoke superstars. I know that someday soon, Terry and I will be good enough to audition for Dan Barney in the Ding Dan Show. But I do have to come clean about something. We basically simulated the idea of the $10 shot. Our version is called the Mail Sack. I bet Perry's into that name. I feel bad about having done this without your permission, Dan. And I'm
I don't
truly
know what
sorry.
The fuck we're talking about.
I hope let you and every finish. Big Three fan will accept my apologies as a way of making deck. Up to you and all the amazing Big Three fans. Terry and I have a present for you. You can now watch the newly released full-length version film about us and sorry for free on Vimeo. So come carry over, brothers. Okay.
Seems like they're pushing their own product more than being nice to us.
I think the lady who go in that movie may have been the Lonnie Anderson and Vicky Wagner. Vic Brandle. Thanks, Vic.
Thank you, Vic. Here's the next one. Dear Big Two and Greasy Nerd. No, that's not cool at all. I recently decided to turn Italian, and it would make me so happy if the Big Three would celebrate with me by having Wolfie conduct a brief interview with Perry on my behalf. This would be a great start to my Italian.
What the fuck is this, and who wrote this?
Well, do you want me to go right down to the bottom, or do you want me to do what he says? Hey, look who's
this
here, everybody. It's Wolfie.
Hey, Wolfie.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. Hey, I got a chance to do something today.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm going to read these questions. All right, question one. I turned Italian because it was easier than... I got something...
Easier than what?
It was easier than taking showers and being smart.
You know what?
I've been there.
And then he goes on to say, is this why you decided to turn Italian, Scaremaster?
In the blood. I was born Italian, okay?
Okay, I'll read on. Is Javajo in control of everything that happens in the world? If so, do you thank him for making your mother drive... head on to an innocent lady and giving you the head injury that turned out... That
what?
Made you loud, stupid, and sexually confused.
End that fucking reading right now, or you're going to wear this motherfucker.
Hey, first of all, I don't get a chance to talk much on the show. Let me just finish it.
He's kind of been absent for a while.
There's only three more questions left. And he went on to say loud, stupid, and sexually confused if you didn't hear that part. Any answer to that? Hey, fucknuts, I'm talking to you. Any answer to that?
I just finished your fucking dick, okay?
All right, if that's what you want to say, I wonder if anybody will ever take that thing and put it on the internet, using it in a different way than what it was originally said. All right, here we go. Why is it taking so long for you to be baptized as a Javajo? Is it because you claim to be an actor and a comedian, but you have no talent whatsoever?
Sing, voiceovers, acting, comedy, I have no talent. Skateboarding, snowboarding, snow skiing. I have no fucking talent. Go fuck yourself.
Okay, I'm almost wanting Wolfie to not even do this.
No, let me do it. Do you wear a fanny pack, drive Toyotas, and associate with Javos because you're a huge nerd? Or has wearing a fanny pack, driving Toyotas, and associating with Javos turned you into a huge nerd?
See, the first time he said big nerd, then the second time he said huge.
I don't know what the fuck you're saying.
All right, then I'll go on.
How can your brother Brian be so cool when you're such a fucking nerd?
Can you answer the question?
No.
You won't answer the question?
No.
Okay. I really wish Brian was on the show instead of that nerd Perry, but I'm still Perry's biggest fan. Sincerely, Ruturo Fonzarelli, formerly Beefcake James.
Oh, what happened to Beefcake?
I don't know.
Whatever.
I have. What do you mean, whatever?
Dick. And he probably has nothing there either.
Oh, this is to be read by... Oh, no. Look at this. Mole.
Whoa.
Hello, Big Three. This is my first shout-out after many years of being a fan of your show. Awesome. You're great, and Perry is the best. However, I wanted to bring something to Perry's attention that I'm afraid he might not know about. I can't wait for Perry's pool party. I will definitely
never gonna
be
happen.
There. I can't wait for... In preparation for my trip to... I first wanted to surf the web and learn about the area. After learning many boring facts, I did a Google Earth search of the apartment complex. Perry, I hate to bear bad news, but it appears there's been some vandalism in the building's rooftop. As I zoomed in, I could see bright big pink coloring that could easily tell was out of place. The writing reads... Here, look, there it is.
What does it say?
Pass it over to Scaremaster to read... Reads, Perry Caravalli is gay, apartment, and his painting, car-sized letters, might I add, the gayest pink ever.
Yeah, thanks.
If there's an upside, is that the vandals were able to spell Perry's last name correctly.
It's computer graph.
It looks to me that it was applied with paint rollers. The job surely took many hours. I would imagine complex staff would surely want to know immediately. I wish the best for Perry, but I am concerned that this could possibly wipe out his security deposit. Stay strong and see you at the pool. Matt Perky.
All right. Thanks, Matt. A bunch of shit with confetti, and the confetti went everywhere all over the studio. Dear Big Three, since Burt Ward left Perry to become Terrifying Tim's personal assistant, which I don't think is true. That's not true. I feel there's been a void in Perry's life. Perry used to receive gift baskets all the time. I've enclosed a gift basket for Mr. Caramello. Sincerely, Justin and Alicia Spade. As I said, it went everywhere and it really couldn't be used.
Do you like it?
I'm sorry. I know that it was in
Well, maybe
spirits.
This one will cheer everyone up.
Let me finish one thing. I know it was in good spirits, and I hate to put down the whole thing. And it was a joke about but the confetti was everywhere.
He almost killed Wolfie. Wolfie
got one in her throat. And
Dear Big Three, being a religious leader in the godless town is tough. The Rolling Hills congregation of Van Nuys has seen attendance drop, and the hills are and the bills are piling up. I have prayed to Jesus for many years, but have yet to hear any response. However, last week I was visited in a dream by a more powerful God. I saw large floppy ears, a sharp red nose, and a tag saying, "If found, please return to Boulevard." This was no ordinary dream. It was a sign that I must lead my pack to everlasting light. That's why I am proud to announce not only will Rolling Hills be joining the Kingdom of Javajo, but the elders will be granted an exclusive rights to host Brother Caravelli's baptism ceremony. Wow. We've already started preparing for the ceremony by installing doggy doors, stocking up on milk boats, and Scotch guarding the carpet. We look forward to the arrival and our faithful. Your celebrity status will boost attendance and save our congregation. Yours and dog, Elder Raul Ramos, the Rolling Hills Temple of Javo. They're switching to Javo because of you, Scaremaster.
Wow.
They go by the suit warehouse in Northridge.
You know what?
Pick himself up a nice outfit for the...
I have a feeling this might be Perry's favorite $10 shout-out ever. Greetings, Big Three. Enclosed a $10 for my shout-out and an additional $100 for Perry.
Oh, that's nice.
Last week, he left abruptly after a brief sexual encounter in the IHOP men's room in West Hollywood. Initially, when you were down there, remember last week when he said he had to take
a
crap?
He said, "I got to finish up some stuff in the men's room for a while."
Initially, I was slightly offended by his sudden departure, but after listening to the podcast, I realized that he was in a hurry to get to the studio at the secret location in West Hollywood, California, to record another wonderful podcast. Mr. Caravello, I wanted to make sure you were compensated for your services, and I'm looking forward to our next rendezvous at the Denny's Men's Room in Reseda. Sincerely, Arthur Lee Allen. $100 you got for doing that job.
It seems like you should have to answer a trivia question when you get $100.
Do you want to do that?
I haven't gotten the $100 yet. You got it. It's in your hands.
Okay, then let's do this.
He always wins the trivia stuff.
But I never win a fucking thing.
Or one question for the $100 between you and Mole.
Okay, you ready? You ready, Scaremaster?
You ready?
What's the question? And now it's been given to me, and now you're giving my money to Mole.
Not yet. He has to win the trivia before he can do that. I'll do one that if you don't know it, you're the dumbest guy in the world. You should know this. I'll do a question that only you should know. You want to do this?
Only I should know.
Right. Okay, here we go. What is Perry's address?
Oh,
7722 Reseda.
What is it, Boulevard or Street?
It's Boulevard.
Apartment
102.
Right here, $100. Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's not a bad day. Sorry, Moles.
Wow. See, I just can never remember that.
All right, here's one for you, Mole. Read that if you
want. I like this writing.
Is it bad?
No, it's nice. Dear Dan, Mole, Mary Jane, and Javajo D Bag CS Word. I hope this letter finds you well. It has brought to my attention that Perry has never denied being gay.
I'm not a fucking homo.
He also hasn't denied hanging out in front of the world-famous comedy store, asking twink skater boys to S his pubes out of at the Root in exchange for food stamps.
Oh, who's this? Huey Craig III?
No, Perry needs to realize it's 2014 and nobody cares what he does. If he embraces his C-word guzzling tendencies, he would be happy and free.
Yeah, my cunt. He's my cunt guzzling tendencies.
Should consider modeling. He should consider modeling C-word. Thanks for putting out a dandy podcast. Yours truly, Roy D. Cohn.
Roy D. Cohn. All right, here we go. This is the last one. Dear Big Three, being one of the top computer hackers in the country for the last 10 years, that sounds very glamorous, but it's the movies and television shows that have made us look like the new James Bond. The computer hacking job is really a very boring place to be, and the people that I hack into their computers I find to lead a life that is even more boring than mine. This is until I came across your Dago Javajo gypsy piece of dog-worshipping shit. This guy truly could be one of the worst people alive. Don recently asked me to save this fuck's computer by finding out whom it was that hacked into his social media and email. Well, I did that, with no thanks from Mr. Fucknuts.
So, I already dealt with Huey Craig III.
You talked to him? Well, he's saying here you didn't. And this is an email that was just sent. So this is
okay,
probably...
Okay, if it was just sent, then I never saw it.
Okay, right. Well, he just sent this because he wanted a last-second thing. So I turned up the steam a little bit, and I was the one that broke the story last episode, what he said about Mary Jane and Don. Oh, yeah. To refresh your memory, he called Mary Jane a cunt. And yeah, a I think
that was some time ago.
Yeah, I think it was just a couple weeks ago. Can we hear that?
That was some time ago.
All right, let's just hear.
And you know what?
Wait a minute.
I apologize.
All right,
to
hold
MJ.
On. Hold on. Let's hear if you did. Play that tape for us.
Mary Jane made the comment to me. She says, I don't want any shenanigans between now and the parole hearing date. You know, I don't start any trouble or don't do anything to fuck this all up. I says, me? What am I going to do? Well, you know what you'll do. And then she tells Don that I raped her in the fucking elevator. All I asked for was fucking hug. The cunt. Sadistic and evil, just like he is. She's just as evil as he is. Oh, hi! I'm Mary Jane. Yeah, right. I'm a whore. That's what you really are.
That's a little harsh.
Well, the way they treated us, you call that harsh? Give me a fucking break, would you?
Did I not apologize to
okay,
you?
But you clearly said it. Admit that you
I
said it.
I know I said it.
Sounded okay. Like you.
All right. But
of course I did.
Then he went on to say he was going to kill Don with a baseball bat and a knife. Never apologized.
I said that to you.
You didn't apologize to me. Even after
too busy
you-
belching.
Oh, that's funny. That's the scare master.
I'm sorry
the show.
For being a...
All right. Even after you played the tape of the phone conversation that you had with Tom, he tried to deny that he said any of that. What? He never...
How could I deny something that I said?
Well, you did. You kind of did.
Well, I felt bad that it was brought out in the open like Donald Sterling's ordeal.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got Sterling.
I mean, yeah, I got Sterling.
Is that what you
said? I definitely got Sterling.
Big time.
He never apologized or offered to give anyone a Tommy Bahama shirt for his disrespectful
thoughts. And about the Tommy Bahama
stuff.
Let me
just finish reading this out.
Finish reading this.
That is until Don told him that he is not going to set up with a meeting with the system. My personal feeling is you should never let this person out of the system, and you should let him rot in the system the rest of his worthless life. He has never been nice to anyone and deserves every bad thing that can happen to him. So I've decided to turn up the steam a little bit more, and I followed him today to his Javajo Jamboree in Long Beach. Huh. To disguise the fact that there was a Javajo meeting being held there, they called it the Jehovah Witness Summer Assembly on the sign. Is that true?
Correct.
Once inside, I found out some very interesting things. Did you know that Perry was wrong, and there is a group of Javajos called the Javanos?
Whatever.
They're the lower-level Javajos that are the bottom feeders of the group. They will never be full-fledged Javajos and will never be able to go door-to-door spreading their misguided word. The Javanos are never told about this because they need those saps.
Do you know about this?
What?
Do you know anything about this?
I never heard any. First off, you're the one that created the
I never did.
Javajo.
I never did. No, that's not true at all. Let me finish reading this, and then we can get on to the whole thing. The Javanos are never told about this level because they need those saps of shits to do the club's menial work. Another reason to feel that this Javajo hobby is really not a good thing for Perry is because I don't think his heart is really into it. Today, during a Javajo break, Perry rushed over to the local Hooters to think about what he learned today and give thanks to his God of his make-believe religion, and I don't think that he's ever denied being gay. Your loyal fan, friend, and maybe coming back to work with you, Hugh A. Craig III, former editor-in-chief of Perry Leaks. Did you go to Hooters today?
Of course.
Wait a minute. So you went to this Javajo Jamboree.
I went to the...
You're getting spiritual.
I went to the summer assembly at lunch break. I went for my chicken salad at Hooters, of course.
What do you make out of that, Small?
You know, people
Hooters
get...
is a restaurant.
It's a restaurant, but you're at your
this is a religious retreat.
Right.
Now,
so?
Do you feel that a restaurant who's theme is objectifying women is conducive with a religious belief. I'm not saying I have a problem with
it.
I don't have any problem with
it. I have no problem with that. And
what do your elders say about it?
I don't even know. Actually.
Let me ask you this. Beyond the fact that it's an over-sexualization of a weight person, let me, you would think a religion would think that, but, you know, again, we like it, but here's why I think they wouldn't like it. Chicken bones, dude. All those wings, chicken bones.
Right, because those get caught in your throat.
They can't chew on those. They like the taste, but they sliver. They sliver.
Jehovah's Witnesses.
They kill dogs. They kill the dog.
Jehovah's Witnesses are only against Hooters restaurant due to the fact that they feel that Hooters is a strip joint, and it's not.
So you've told the elders that you go to their jamboree, and then you go over there for lunch.
Did anyone else go with you?
No, I was with there with Sonny Ling this morning. And
Sonny Javaho?
She's been a baptized witness since 84.
Okay, so she's another
Who's
one.
Who's this girl? I've never heard of this Sonny girl.
You even brought it up one time right here at the show. Who's Sonny Ling? And I told
Sonny
was... was the Jehovah's Witness sister that's like my mother.
Hold this.
Oh, no.
I don't know. She's probably in her 70s. She's got a couple kids. She's Chinese.
Your mom was Chinese?
Huh?
He asked if your mother was Chinese because you said this person's
a mother to me.
No, she said she's like my mother. Yeah, and a lot of weird stuff happened with your mother.
A lot of weird stuff.
So, nothing weird happened with
my mother. Oh, really? What about where she used to take her car to get fixed? That's not weird? Yes, it is. What about the fact that she loved your brother more than you?
Look, she was drugged, okay, stupid fuck? She was drugged. She was drugged, and with the drugs that she was on, she told Brian, take care of me.
But you know, it seems to me, if that's true, that if you would have taken it
to court,
you would have won your case. How'd that go?
No comment.
Did you sue your mom?
No comment. My mom is dead, okay, Jerky?
I know, but did you sue her
my mom? Why would I sue my mom?
Couldn't hide.
Because you're a moron?
Oh, that's not really nice.
You're a fucking ignorant.
That's
you're ignoramus.
Nice.
Hey, hold on a second.
Don't even change the subject right the fuck now, or this show will end.
Don't even change the subject? Okay, then I won't.
Let's talk about Donald Sterling and Shelley selling the team for $2 million.
Yeah, what's going on with that pop culture?
$2 billion,
yeah. Sell the fucking thing and shut up.
Yeah. Oh, I like Perry's headlines. What else you got, Scare Master?
How about Eminem's daughter, Haley?
What's happened with her?
She graduated with honors over at Chapala Valley High School.
Heard about that,
In your neck of the woods?
Yeah, Michigan, that's
something.
Yeah.
In Clintontown, Michigan, yeah.
Yeah, what about that?
Well, she's got honors. Haley's a graduate with awards. She's going to pursue either psychology or...
I wish we had a name for this segment.
I think it should be the whole show.
Hey, can we just say this? First of all, hold on. We got to close out. That was today's $10 shout-out.
$10 shout-out!
And now we don't have a theme for this segment. We'll call you Pillow Talk with...
I don't know if it's
Pillow Talk.
It's more like headlines.
Why would you say Pillow Talk?
Right, we don't have a theme.
These are headlines.
Perry off the press.
We don't have a theme for that. Yeah. We'll use the Neil Lee.
Oh, yeah. We got to do something. Yeah, I guess Pillow Talk.
All right.
I just came up with the title.
What's that?
These are headlines, douchebag.
These are headlines, douchebag.
Okay. These are headlines, douchebag, with Perry Caravello.
Hey, what else is happening, buddy? What's going on?
We got to play the song.
Pillow Talk with Neil. He won't be beat.
All right.
These are headlines by Scary Perry.
No, that's not how.
Scare Master, what else is happening?
Lisa Marie and I, of course, want to know, when are we going to tape the next comedy?
Lisa Marie said that was a jump from Eminem's
daughter to Lisa Marie. Hey, let me ask you, what's happening over in the Middle East? I mean, you're up on stuff like that. What's going on?
They're having a fucking stupid fucking party over there in my eye. They're out to shoot. To kill for, I forget what the reason is, but I know it's religious BS and over oil and it's just nuts. I don't know the full detail. It's religious. It's oil. Do you have a comment to make?
No, I'm just thrilled with you.
It's amazing how he can just fill the dead air. Keep going, Skip.
AC/DC's back on tour. Oh!
That's good. Oh, I'm doing the arts and culture section.
Yeah, my boys. My boys, Angus and Malcolm are going back on the road with Brian Johnson and Phil Rudd and the other guy.
You wouldn't have taken time to learn the other guy's name? All right, continue on. This is Headlines Douchebag with Perry Caravello.
Oh, yeah, and that thing with Bobby that's going on out there called the World Cup?
Yeah,
what's going on with that stupid game?
Yeah, a lot of stuff.
Well, by the time this airs, the World Cup will be over.
Oh, okay. Didn't the Germans kick the fuck out of Argentina the other night?
Oh.
There was people were freaking out and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right? Argentina and Germany, or was it Moscow and Germany? I don't know. Brazil and Germany.
What else is happening out there?
This is headlines.
How about this weather? How about this wild weather?
When's it going to snow? In L.A. Woo-hoo!
You're starting to lose some
of wait a second.
News credibility.
Your other girlfriend, Roseanne Barr, she was over there at Kimmel Show the other night, right?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You work there, don't you?
Is this a national story?
What do you mean national story? It's a international story because Jimmy Kimmel's international.
Okay, I don't know what to say.
Wasn't Roseanne Barr on the show last week?
I don't know.
Was it last week or
by the way,
a repeat?
I would like to say to our pal Jimmy,
Jimmy's a great guy.
He's a great guy. Had a baby daughter.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Congratulations, Mr. Kimmel.
Never go near her, Scaremaster.
You'll never be allowed near her.
Hey, Scaremaster, let me ask you this.
How big was the baby when she was born? I have a daughter. She's 24 now. She'll be 25 in October.
How big is she?
A little over 5 feet tall and a fucking brat to me because she won't even have any contact with me. Actually, can I ask you to help me get her back?
Sure.
Please?
No, the answer is no. Go ahead.
I have a question. As a father, Scaremaster, since you asked this, how big was your baby girl when she was born?
6 pounds, 6 ounces, 18 inches long.
Okay. We're in the middle of your headlines douchebag.
What about the border crisis? What's going on down there?
Where do you stand
on immigration?
I don't like it. But who the hell am I to judge? I mean,
You're Perry Caravello.
I'm just Italian. I'm just a news reporter. That's all I can tell you.
That's right.
And I'm not the guy that's going to be getting attacked by all the cops that are going to be jumping all those.
A lot of cops. Huh? How about LeBron going back to Cleveland, huh?
That happened?
Yeah.
When?
Is he going to Cleveland or coming to L.A.?
Cleveland.
He is going to Cleveland.
Okay, this is kind of like first time we've heard this. Your immediate response about LeBron going back to Cleveland.
I mean, that's where he's from.
What are the pros and cons? No, he's from Akron.
But he's from Ohio.
Right.
So he's going back to where he's from, meaning he's going back to Ohio.
That's what that means?
Whether if he's in Cleveland, that's Cleveland. But, I mean, how far away is Akron from Cleveland?
It's more than a walking distance, for sure.
Duh. I mean, Palm Springs is more than a walking distance from L.A., but I used to live there, and I used to have to come back and forth to the Valley to see my aunt and uncle, my cousins, every time we would be going back and forth. They'd come back and forth to see us.
It seems like a lot of the energy has been sucked out of this
really
show
was.
By the headline segment.
Headlines,
it seems like we're really cruising along, and then boom.
You want my headlines?
I don't know. I think it might be time to wrap.
Wait a second. I got another one. Christie Brinkley, the sweet 60-year-old super fox, is always going to be 25.
That's
She's
impossible.
Gorgeous. She's beautiful.
You can't be 25 all your life, though.
Oh, but I'm 15 forever. 15 forever. I'll be 51 in November, but if you turn that around, I'm 15 for life, baby. Woo-hoo! Skateboarding forever, too. Yeah!
Don't skateboard
too
long.
You really fired up after that Hooter salad. Or is it that big chocolate penis? Maybe it's all the caffeine you had eating that big, gigantic chocolate piece. You know what else?
He ate the whole thing.
You know what else is also very brave? Is like he's. I know he's wearing his fake decoy.
This
fanny
is
pack.
Not the decoy. This is the original.
Yeah, what? right. Sure.
It says North Shore.
Sure.
It says the North
Shore. Please, I know the decoy when I see it.
The North Face loaded with all my shit.
Excuse me.
If you touch my fucking bag, I'm gonna split your fucking head open.
We've got to put the song around this last piece, and that was today's Headlines Douchebag with Perry Caravello.
Pillow Talk with Neil, he won't be beat.
I haven't seen him eat that much milk chocolate in a long time, and I wonder when he's going to get the lactate if he only has the decoy backpack, fanny pack.
No response to that.
No.
Backpack-sized fanny pack.
But it's not the dairy, I took pills earlier today. I'll be taking pills in a little while.
Well, here's a question I have for you, because it came across the internet this past week, and it solves something that people have been wondering for a long time.
Yeah,
and that,
where
of
am
course,
I?
No. Who knocked over the craft service table in the movie Windy City?
Oh, give me a fucking break.
Okay, I'm just telling you.
Are you not so fucking blind?
Some new stuff.
Who, me?
Some new stuff happened this past week, and it was all over the internet. And, you know, since the Big Three is winding down, we would like to ask this question. Who did knock over the craft service table?
Watch the movie. Are you retarded?
Well, I'll show you this. I think the mystery has finally been solved. Now, there's been songs written about this. You know, when we had that Windy City Heat weekend, we had the movie shown to over 700 people, and we had them vote. Who knocked over the table? They all had their opinion, and it's right over there, the little Javajo. But I think that for the first time ever, if you slow this down, because there's a people that looked at this more than people looked at the Zabruta film, and if you look at this, here's a picture. Can you see this, Mole?
Yeah.
Look at where Perry's hand is.
Knocking over the table.
Mm. And there's a
You're
close-up.
You're pushing the fucking
there's
table.
There's a close-up.
You're pushing the
Where's
fucking
his hand?
Table.
Where's his hand?
On the table. Pushing on the table.
And here's Mole trying to save the table from
Thank
going
you.
Over.
Thank
He's
you.
He's pushed the table.
Sweet vindication.
So for the longest time.
Like a pretty witness.
You.
Yeah.
Pretty witness.
I wasn't even that close to the table.
Street. All right. One. Oh, that's not your hand right there? That's not your hand.
Yeah, sure,
look
that's
at
my
that.
Hand.
Look at that right there. He is pushing the table over.
I'm not pushing, and I wasn't even that close.
Jacques.
That was right, Photoshop.
No, it wasn't Photoshop.
Photoshop.
No, it was not. And the great thing about this is that after all this time, Mole went through the family coming down on you.
You see that? Yeah. You see Mole pushing the fucking table and laughing.
Laughing. I'm like crying.
Sorry. It is more like crying.
Yeah, emotional.
So that has been solved, and we're glad we can move on from that. And we finally found out
that
Perry
pushed over the table.
No, Perry was the one that pushed over the table.
Scaremaster, how do you feel? Do you feel like you want another chocolate penis?
Fuck off.
This could be the start.
Hey!
Wait a second. Is that a call coming through?
It's unnecessary.
Would you send that call through for us, please?
I don't want any more chocolate penis. I don't want nothing gay like that ever again.
Hola, my three amigo agogos. Guess whom?
Hey, Mr. Adams. It sure is loud.
Yes, I'm at my favorite Mexicali sex dungeon, Mariscos y Fistos.
Sounds spicy.
What?
Well, it's muy caliente, yes, especially when they haven't washed the jalapenos off the chorizo.
Oh,
brother.
Hey, Mr. Homo.
So, what's the haps, loves?
Well, not much. Just getting ready for our pilot, seeing where that goes.
Oh, well, I'll tell you something. I'd like to get ready for a pilot myself. I'd like to pull on his joystick.
Wow, Mr. Adams, you're in a much, much better mood. You're in way better mood.
I certainly am, Walton. Thank you for noticing. I've forgotten all about my long-lost love and Perry's publicist, Tom Brennan. I've moved on with my life.
That's great.
Oh, that
That's
is great.
Really good. That's good.
Yes. It's wonderfully great. It's just great. It's indeed, it would be great if it were true. I'm awash in salty tears and other salines.
You should be in prison.
Wait a minute.
For
you're
what
still
you
missing
did.
Tom then, huh?
Guilty.
You're definitely guilty, you
Petty,
son of
Petty,
a bitch.
May I ask, Petty, please? May I ask?
You rapist.
Has Tom spoke oft of me? Tell me, please, listen. Has mine love forsworn all others?
What?
Speak and let thine tongue dance to my delights. Yes. Perry, yes.
I don't know
yes.
what you're saying. You're disgusting, you're gay, and you're a freak. and you're a rapist.
Listen, 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 listen. And please, tell me if it's too much. Tell me if it's too much. All right, I need your opinion. All of yours opinion. As professionals, because I know you're professionals. I know I've done many numbers in the past. I've done many numbers about and inside of Tom.
Yeah, I saw him. Yeah.
You're
now,
sick.
In an effort to woo him back to me, I've taken a page from Mr. Thick's book and written an entire album like his comically failed recording, Paula.
Oh, like the album Robin Thick just made to try to win back his wife, Paula?
Yes. Yes, that's what I just said. I just said that. Is there an echo
listen,
here, Mr. Bonus? Are you all right?
Sure, I got a lot on my mind. Perry's been a real dick all podcast.
Really? He has? Tell me. Do tell. What's been happening?
He's yelling at everybody before.
Oh, he came in here yelling.
I can't stand your
I'm listening.
Gate.
I'm listening. Go on.
His religion. Sick, he won't well, listen
something.
To us
there. All right, all right.
Wait,
may I say something? May I say something?
He ate a black penis.
That does not sound like my scare master.
I ate a piece of chocolate. Yeah, it was shaped like a dick.
Hold on a second. Let me fix the Bluetooth in my ear. Ah, now that sounds like my scare master.
Listen, you fucking psychotic prick.
Anywho's, back to my Robin Thick send up. And I'd like to send up something thick into Tom, if you know what I'm saying. Okay, how about this? I'm going to throw this out there. Who would like to hear the first single? And hopefully I won't be single for very much longer. Who wants to hear
it? Oh, yeah.
I would.
I don't. Two against one, so they fucking win.
All right, this is the first single off my new hot album, Tom.
Who the fuck would buy that piece of shit?
Here we go. All I want to do is keep Tom's love. Keep Tom's love.
Oh, God.
Keep him satisfied. All I want to do is make it right. Oh, so tight, be in him tonight. All I want to do is give Tom DRPs, pull down his beef eaters, get him on his knees. All I want to do is get Tom back.
All you need to do is go straight to jail.
I got to get on Tom, get on Tom, get on Tom, get on Tom's back. I've got to get on Tom, get on Tom, get on Tom, get on Tom's back. I got the Astro Glide, whoa, for Tom's backside. I got to get on Tom, get on Tom.
When can I put this motherfucker behind bars?
I never should have raped you twice or chained you to that wall. Cause now I just can't live without raping you at all.
Sick fucking prick.
I should have raped you longer if my ropes were only stronger. If I hadn't stopped the raping, there'd be no time for escaping. All I want to do is keep it light, keep it light. All I want to do is be polite and take a bite. All I want to do is bugger Tom's hole, wipe my poopy dingle on his remote control. I want to do is fist his crack tonight. I got to get on Tom, get on Tom, get on Tom, get on Tom's back. I've got to get on Tom, get on Tom, get on Tom, get on Tom's back. I got the date rape drugs, whoa, I'm going to protein stain his rugs. I've got to get on Tom, get on Tom, get on Tom, get him tonight. Oh, I'm so hard. No, just so hard. Maybe I just have to pee.
Hey, fag fuck.
There's a break in the music.
Yeah, there's a fucking break in the music because I'm disgusted with your sick fucking gay shit. Stop singing that gay shit, you fucking faggot.
Oh, here come the Nicholas Brothers. All right, they're not quite sure what to do. All right, well, just dance around in your short shorts and tank tops. Yes, just continue. There go the Nicholas Brothers. They're dancing around. They don't know. Slap the tushies and turn it around. Turn it around. Yes. All right. Keep going.
Talking about my publicist that way, you fucking prick. Jail time is what you need, you fucking psychopath.
Because all I want to do is cram it in, make him grin. I'll make him smile tonight. All I want to do is stretch him out and make him shout. We'll wake the neighbors. All I want to do is shove some fruit or my BAFTA statue in his cute patoot. All I want to do is get on Tom's back tonight. I got to get on Tom, get on Tom, get on Tom, get on Tom's back. I've got to get on Tom, get on Tom, get on Tom, get on Tom's back. I got to treat him right. Ooh, I've got to fist him all night.
I've got to get on Tom tonight. Cause all I want to do is cram my Cranston pickle in his toad in the hole. Keep him satisfied, do it all night. All I want to do, I might be getting older, I can get my arm all the way up to the shoulder. All I want to do is get on Tom's back tonight. I got to get on Tom's back. I got to get on Tom's back. I got to treat him right. Ooh, I've got to rape him all night. I got to get on Tom tonight. Yes. Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you. Yes, thank you. Hold the applause, holding for applause, holding. All right, thoughts. Listen, gentlemen, thoughts. Too obsessive.
Now I know why I don't know you face to face. Because I'll fucking kill you.
Is it too obsessive? Am I coming off as clingy?
No, forget clingy. You say clinger.
I'll fucking kill clinger. You if I ever meet you face to face.
Walter, clingy, clinger. Was that a mass joke?
Sorry. It was a mass joke.
Indeed, you should be. Mr. Barnes, let me ask this. Mr. Barnes, why do you put up with jokes like that?
I guess because I'm a really nice guy, I guess.
That is true to you, my friend. True to you. You put up with a lot, a heck of a lot.
A lot.
I could well ask how you put a baby astronaut to sleep.
Rock it.
Yes, that's right. You rock it. And see, we're still on the air. We're still somehow on the air. Oh, well, on air and nitrous oxide, in my case. Petty, listen, Petty. Listen to me just for one moment, Petty.
What?
I would like it very much if you could help me with something.
Oh, God.
Could you please, just for me, as a gentleman, as an Italian gentleman, could you please give your publicist, Tom Brennan, a big wet tongue kiss from me, a big wet Tommy tongue? Would you? Toodles, loves.
Bye, Mr. Adams.
Are you going to do that?
Go fuck yourself.
Well, he asked you. You didn't say no.
You sick faggot.
You should have told him no.
You're a fucking faggot. But don't fuck yourself, you cocksucker.
But if you weren't going to do it, you should have told him no, because he's probably thinking you're going to do it now.
I'm disgusted with whatever comes out of his fucking mouth. I don't want to answer a goddamn word that motherfucking cocksucking fag fuck says.
You don't like him at all.
I hate his fucking guts.
You kind of left
him
hanging.
He's dead when I meet him. I'll fucking murder the son of a bitch, and I'll be proud, fucking proud, to walk up to a cop and say, yeah, I murdered that fucking prick.
He raped
my fucking publicist, that cocksucker, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. He deserves to die.
Well, no, he didn't murder him.
You're going to rape him?
I'll kill the son of a bitch.
No, you said eye for an eye. He didn't murder him.
That's a Bible scripture.
But he didn't murder Tom.
So if you do the exact same thing that he did,
you're going to have to rape.
Being raped is like being murdered.
How do you know? Oh, that's right.
Go fuck yourself!
Why are you throwing things at him? You threw a water bottle.
Oh, my. Ow.
Are you okay?
Ow. My rib.
It could be broken.
I think you broke my rib.
Oh.
Why would you throw it at Mole? Mole did nothing to you.
What did I do?
Your problem is with John Quincy Adams, not Mole.
All of you.
You're not going to rape me and Dan, too, are you? Please don't. My rib's broken.
I don't want to be raped by you. I really don't. What are you doing, Scaremaster?
Oh, do you think Quincy's going to fall in love with you like Tom fell in love with Quincy? What a wild triangle this is going to be.
Tom never fell in love with Quincy.
So you think
you're such an amazing man lover that you're going to make Quincy forget all about Tom, huh?
I'm not a man lover. Hey, gay boy. Yeah, Quincy, your fucking faggot-ass boyfriend that you always suck and fuck because he's your best fucking friend.
You're my best friend.
I'll never be your best friend, you fucking queer.
What are you trying to say?
I'll never be your best friend, you fucking queer.
Quick question. The elders over at the Javajo Witness Hall.
At the Kingdom Hall.
Okay.
They also speak like this.
Yeah. Are they?
No, they're not like me.
Is this the way they would handle something?
No, they don't handle them like this.
Why don't you ask the Lord
because
for forgiveness?
Because I have a problem with people. That motherfucker is somebody that needs to get his ass whipped.
What did I do?
You and your fucking cocksucking boyfriend.
Who's my boyfriend?
He's a producer of a movie.
Fucking queer that likes
to. You should show a little bit more respect towards the guy that got us our first movie.
He didn't get us our first movie.
Who did then?
Your boss got us our
first
movie.
No, he came up with an idea after the movie was shot. There's no movie if it isn't for John Quincy Adams.
Whatever.
All right, this is the way you treat him?
I can't stand him.
He likes you.
I don't give a fuck. He likes my publicist.
He really likes your publicist.
Because he raped him.
Rape?
Rape.
Rape?
Rape.
Rape?
Gave him a fucking drug that's called a stupid sucker. You got one of those fucking DRPs or CRPs or whatever the fuck you call those cock-sucking, fag-fucking suckers around here. You lick it once and you're fucking out cold like a fucking lightning.
You've had one of those before?
No, I never. I'll never do anything.
How do you know what happens then?
Because I've seen those fucking suckers in those gay-ass shops since I was a teenager. Yeah, there was a gay-ass shop next to my skateboarders.
What are you doing in a gay-ass shop?
I wasn't in the gay-ass shop.
And just see
it was next to my skateboarders.
Oh, that's
next
why
to my
you're so upset.
Shop in the fucking faggot city next to Palm Springs.
Just came out right there, didn't it?
So did you guys have like little holes in between the skate shop and the gay shop?
Yeah, there was a fucking window in front. You could see that gay Bob fucking dolls in the window.
Was it? They spelled skate like S-G-A-Y-T.
What?
Skate.
Was it a skate shop?
S-K-A-T-E.
Number 8.
Board.
V is in Victor.
Or if you're calling it, if it's Scary Perry Skateboards, it's S-K.
Oh, don't. You can't push it. No, you can't push it.
No. V is in Victor. What? Spells Harrigan.
I don't know what the bug up your ass is today, but I'm going to tell you.
All that caffeine and that goddamn dick that you made me eat.
You got a lot of big black chocolate penis in you.
Would you have another one of those chocolate penises?
Never again. Never again do I want that cock in me.
But that had to feel like an old familiar friend.
Oh, you fucking pricks.
What are you doing?
I'm moving over there because I want the show to end.
Oh, jeez. No more sugar for you, for sure.
I think nothing. I think we have to start it. I want to thank the Naughty Show for sending that giant chocolate penis for Scare Master. And if you could send one of those before every show, I'd sure appreciate it.
It really would be great.
Oh, yeah. Well, fucking please. I wouldn't mind having Sammy around.
Sammy who?
Sammy from the Playboy Channel.
Scare Master, would you want white chocolate on the next one or more of the dark chocolate?
Would you like to try white chocolate?
I don't want any more penises. I'm not eating any more penises. All right?
I think
it was a piece of chocolate. That's all I ate was chocolate. But it was shaped like a fucking cock. You guys love that shit.
Well, I think people are going to like just hearing you say you're not eating any more penises. I think there might be a phrase to pay somewhere along the line.
I think we could get to that real quick and put that up immediately to promote the show. What are you doing?
I'm moving over here because we're ending the show.
Oh, wow. Are you trying to come on to Dan? Wow. What's that? Scare Master. Let me see those shoes. Where'd you get those?
I had them repaired.
Can I check them out?
They're on my feet.
I know. Let me hold them up.
Whoa. Those are really some good shoes. Why are you doing that?
Because you want to rip them off my fucking feet. You son of a bitch. Get the fuck away from me.
That wasn't even a word right there. It sounded like... Why are you throwing things? That's the second thing you've thrown at Mole.
Can I see your shoes or not?
See with your eyes, not with your fucking hand, you fucking...
Well, let me see with my eyes.
Son of a bitch.
He's not a handy son of a bitch. How would you like if somebody called you a handy son of a bitch?
I like your shoes. Is that a bad thing? You're an Italian guy with...
Thank you. They look nice.
Let me see. They're leather, right? Just let me see them.
Let him see the shoes, for God's sake.
See with your eyes, not with your hands.
Way over there. Dan's in between us. Can you hold him over here? What are you freaking out about?
What's the matter?
I'm gonna beat that son of a...
No, you sit down. Sit down.
Fuck you.
Sit down.
Fuck you.
You almost hit me in the face. I'm gonna ask you one time to sit down. You have one last chance. Sit down. Then I'm gonna stand up. Sit down right now.
Sit down right now.
Bodies.
Sit down, Perry. Now shake Mole's hand and say you're sorry for doing what you did to him. Shake his hand and apologize.
Not until he apologizes. For grabbing my shoes.
I don't think that what he did was that wrong. I need you to apologize.
He wants to fucking Emmy.
All right, guess what?
Everybody
here wants
me to kiss your fucking
guess
ass.
What? Guess who's not going to the system meeting on the 23rd?
Oh, what? You not want me to get out of the system? Fine.
Okay,
I'll be in the system forever, because this motherfucker.
I'm giving you one last chance to sit down. Sit down. Don't try to get up.
Can I ask Scare Master? You seem really tense. Do you think it's a chocolate?
Could be. No more sugar for you. Naughty Show, do not send us any more chocolate. This is not working out at all. Now, we're going
to
do something
you
want
to say to me?
Just apologize to him so we can move on.
I am going to kiss your ass. Because Donnie Boy says I have to.
Doesn't sound sincere.
So I'm sorry.
It does not sound sincere at all.
You have nothing to apologize for, dude.
No, I don't have anything to apologize for. You want to grab my shoes?
Although you did,
you want to pull them off
my
fucking feet?
He didn't want to do that.
Broke my ribs.
How about when you threw a water bottle at him, threw it right and hit his ribs?
Broke my ribs.
Oh.
He's always throwing shit at me.
When?
He's always...
Two wrongs don't make a right.
Listen.
An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth.
Scare Master, you threw the water bottle at me, okay? First off, you threw the water bottle at me, broke my rib.
And
in this eye for an eye Javajo religion, that means you can throw a water bottle at him.
All right. Okay, let me throw the water bottle at you, all right?
It's an eye for an eye.
But you could try to block it with your new shoes. You ready? Oh, I'm going to open it.
Just sit down. We got to do the one last thing, and then we're done. Then we're out of here. Okay, one last thing. You're just throwing the water at him. It's not really the water bottle.
Man. I don't know how it works. I don't know. Okay, ready, Scare Master?
Right. Protect yourself with your feet. No, sit down. You don't need to. There. Okay. There, now we're even. Now you guys are even.
Give me.
Nope. You're even.
What?
I want to finish drinking the.
It's not yours.
All right. What are we doing now, Dan?
Well, we're going to do the best thing that we do here on this show. Time to play a little thing called Mole Play.
Mole Play. Mole Play. Let's play Mole Play. Mole play.
Stop mocking.
The retard show.
No, first of all.
I mean the retard moment of the show.
If you've never heard Mole Play before, Mole Play is a game that we play, an improv game that we play here on the show.
An improv
game. It's
the
best thing that we do here all the fucking
show. Because you're gay and all you want to do is try to make me look like I'm gay.
And that's not true at all. Now, here's how we do this. Mo will come up with a scenario. Who knows what it's going to be? Mo will cast the scene. Mo will come through, and he will direct the scene. But right now, what we need to know, Mo, is what are we going to be doing on today's Mole Play?
Well, we never did know what happened in that skateboard / gay store where Scare Master hung out as a young boy.
I never hung out.
Okay, let him finish it.
You just said you hung out at that gay store next to the skateboarding store.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
You did say that.
Oh my God! I never said I hung out at the gay shop. My friend's skateboard shop was next door to the gay shop. I worked with my friend at Bates Skateboards. Okay, okay.
Okay, today it's happy hour, and the two stores just found out that they're losing their lease to the evil land developer, and they have to figure out a way to come together, get those two stores together to save their lease. It's a happy hour mingler out in the parking lot where the skateboard guy and the guy who runs the gay Bob store start figuring out a way to save their little store.
Well, can I ask you? I never asked this. But I think I could do the job as the role as the skateboard shop owner.
Okay, and Scare Master, you be the guy who owns the store next door to him. Mole Play!
I
don't own no gay shop.
Hey, I know that we never really talk, but our backs are against the wall. We've got to come up with a plan so we can keep our shops.
Well,
I never thought you'd have such a manly voice.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, hello there.
Uh-huh.
Hey, can I ask you something? I've always
wanted... Hi, Mr. Bates.
Hi, how are you? I don't even know your name. What is your name?
My name's Don Barris.
Your name's Don Barris, huh?
Yeah.
Why does that name sound familiar? It sounds like a man's name.
It sounds like a queer's name, and that's exactly what I am.
What?
Just as gay as I can be.
If you're gay, tell me some of the things you like to do.
Well, me being Mr. Don Barris, I like to... Oh, that's too private. I can't talk about
it. No, please tell me. I'd like to hear
no,
what you'd
no,
like
no,
to
do. No, I can't.
No, just tell me something you'd like to do.
I like to smack male penises while they stick them through the hole over there at the Comedy Store.
I don't know what that is.
There's that hole in the belly room at the Comedy Store.
I've never seen that in my life.
Oh, you showed it to Scary Perry. You told Scary Perry to put his junk in there.
I don't.
And he wouldn't do it.
But why would I do that to Perry? I'm not gay. I'm the owner of a skateboard shop.
You're not the owner of a skateboard shop.
They look at each other and start kissing.
Get the fuck out of here.
He just said we got to kiss.
No, we're not going to fucking kiss. See, you guys are gayer than shit, and it'll never happen with the Scaremaster.
Did I have any black
dick? Over and
let me ask
out.
You a question. Did I have any black dick in my mouth today?
It was a piece of chocolate.
That's your story.
It's a piece of chocolate. And I'm wrapped up like a fucking freak. So get me out of here.
And that's Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
Oh, whoa, that really went bad. That was the worst one ever. What's the matter?
No, I got a ton of caffeine in me, man. I'm
you can hardly
flying.
Tell. You can hardly tell. Do you think that's what it is?
That's what that chocolate was.
Dan, help him out. Adjust his tie for him.
Here, let me help you out with the
get
tie.
Get the fuck out of
here. I'm not
going to.
Here, let me help you. What am I going
to
do?
What do you need to adjust my tie
because
for?
Because Mole asked me to.
It's a tension adjuster.
Here, let me
there's
rub
no need
let
to
me rub
touch
your shoulders.
Let me rub your back.
Let me rub your shoulders.
Massage you. Let me massage you. Lay down. Take your clothes off.
I'm not taking shit off.
Turn around. Turn this
take
way.
No.
Take your warehouse.
Get your hands off of me.
Tell me if this doesn't feel good. I'm trying to rub you. Come on.
I don't need you to rub me.
Release the tension. Just turn this way. You're all tense, dude.
Stop!
I'm trying to rub your neck. Everything's okay. It feels good, doesn't it?
No.
It doesn't?
No.
Or are you just a little freaked out? Why is your fist clenched?
Because I don't like what I'm feeling.
What feelings you having right now, Scaremaster?
Would you like to kiss me?
No, I'm not that kind of guy. I'm not you. You're the one who always wants to kiss me. You're the one who wants to rape me. You're the... Get your fucking hands off my fucking bag.
Nobody's touching your bag. If you stand up, I'm going to tackle you. So I'm asking you to please sit down. Mole, if you're touching his bag, that could be considered
means
aggressive.
For me to fucking smack you
no,
on.
No, it doesn't mean... No, we don't handle ourselves that way. Is that the way they teach you in the Navajo religion, to smack somebody?
True. No, it's the opposite. Complete opposite.
Exactly. Then why are you doing this? True. That's why you're a Javano.
Do Javos uncivilized? There you go.
Mellow out.
You mellow out. You're the one that starts
get
everything.
Get me out of here. That's
we're
best
almost
thing.
Done with the show.
Tell us how we can get in touch with you via the social network, Scaremaster.
Okay,
social
let me go network. First. Let me go first. You get in touch with me. Well, actually, let's go with Mole first.
From left to right.
I'm on Facebook. My name is Walter Malinsky.
Mary Jane, how could people get in touch with you?
A with the circle, SMOKINGMARYJANE.
Thank you, Mary Jane. We'd like to have Vince say something, but Vince, no. Forget it.
That'd be boring.
Yes, it would. All right. Perry, how can people get in touch with you?
You can email me at scaryperryx1050@gmail.com.
Do you answer your mail?
Yeah. As well as you can order skateboard decks and Scary Perry skateboard t-shirts. Everything's USA made.
All right. Stop.
Scaryperryskateboards.com.
Okay. All right. That was supposed to go during your 60 seconds with Perry. If you want to get in touch, first, before we take another step, the store is open at www.simplydownthepodcastnetworkstore.com.
Oh, rock and roll.
Yeah, the store is open. We're going to start seeing some money from that. Fine. If you want to get in touch with me on Twitter, I'm at SimplyDon1. Facebook is Don Barris. Instagram, SimplyDon1. On Vine, I'm Don Barris. You can't interrupt me. You had the time in the world to talk about your fucking book.
Contact my publicist.
No, who's your publicist? Tom Brennan.
For if there's anybody that wants to be a part of the book,
part of your autobiography,
it goes back
into your past somehow.
That goes back to my past. It's a part of my past. All the girls that I've known from Chicago to California.
It's a tell-all story, then.
It's a tell-all story, yes.
All right, to continue on with me, thanks for interrupting me.
Sorry, Don.
Every week, check out my Simply Don, the podcast. If you want to see me live, every night I'm at the world-famous Comedy Store on late night. Monday night's the Ding Dong Show over at the Comedy Store. Starts at 10 p.m. And the Ding Dong Show podcast is coming to Simply Don, the podcast network. Don't forget that Simply Down the Podcast Network store.com. Guys, until we see you next week.
Next week? You mean in 2 weeks?
Yeah, well, whatever the fuck. Put it there, guys. Big three!
Ciao!
Goodbye!